Today marks 1 year since former Yugoslav leader Slobodan Milosevic was delivered to the UN War Crimes Tribunal in The Hague. He went on trial in February, charged with war crimes and genocide in Kosovo, Croatia, and Bosnia. The trial has been suspended for the past 2 weeks because of the defendant's ill health. And as NPR's Silvia Poggioli reports from The Hague, the prosecution is facing problems trying to prove Milosevic's responsibility for crimes committed in the Balkan Wars.
The defendant is the highest-ranking war crimes suspect to be tried by an international tribunal since the Nuremberg and Tokyo trials after World War II. About 80 witnesses have taken the stand so far, and the court proceedings already fill more than 8,000 pages of transcripts. Acting as his own lawyer, Milosevic has tried to use the courtroom to write his own version of Yugoslav history.
Your bosses broke up Yugoslavia.
And the presiding judge has often rebuked the defendant for using the court as his bully pulpit. Judith Armata has been monitoring the trial for the Coalition of International Justice.
I think that the prosecution is slowly making its case, methodically making its case. That's not very splashy, and Milosevic is probably winning on the public case because he's the dramatist. He's the one that's making a big play to the TV and to his audience in Serbia.
Richard Dicker, head of the International Justice Program at Human Rights Watch, says the prosecution has presented a powerful picture of the many crimes committed against ethnic Albanians by Serbian forces in Kosovo.
The tougher part, which they are into now, is making the linkage between those crimes and Slobodan Milosevic. And I think that's proven to be more difficult than they expected at the outset.
Dicker says Milosevic's tactics have created a climate of fear and intimidation that has kept key witnesses away. The prosecution has also been embarrassed by witnesses who gave contradictory and ambiguous testimony. For example, numerous Kosovo Albanians who gave graphic descriptions of horrific crimes and massacres also denied knowledge of the existence of the Kosovo Liberation Army, which had been active throughout the province. This was an apparent orchestrated effort to downplay clashes between Serbian forces and armed Kosovo Albanian fighters. Ljubica Gojicic, correspondent for Serbia's independent B92 broadcast network, which has stood out for its traditional anti-Milosevic stance, says this angered the court.
And very often you had judges reminding witnesses that what they're saying now is not what they said a year ago when they were giving a written statement, when they were first interviewed.
At the end of last month, presiding judge Richard May complained that the prosecution had not followed court orders to trim the witness list, which the judge considered too long and redundant. In an emotional exchange, prosecutor Jeffrey Nice said he was inclined to be offended by the judge's rebuke. Nevertheless, Judge May established a firm deadline, giving the prosecution until April 10th next year to finish presenting its entire Kosovo, Croatia, and Bosnia case. In response to the prosecution's protests, Patrick Robinson, one of the other three judges, said that a trial that lasts too long cannot be fair. Another possible setback for the prosecution is what has been dubbed the missing witnesses. This is a reference to persistent reports that the U.S. government is unwilling to allow U.S. officials such as former Balkan envoy Richard Holbrooke to testify in open session at the Milosevic trial. Richard Dicker of Human Rights Watch.
To throw a screen around U.S. government witnesses simply because the United States is claiming they don't want any national security secrets to come out, I think is excessive, unnecessary, and ultimately harmful to the tribunal and the cause of justice.
And Richard Goldstone, the tribunal's former chief prosecutor, says it would be even worse if Milosevic were to call American officials as his defense witnesses and the U.S. blocked their open testimony.
Because then there could be very real complaints that his trial is not fair if he's blocked from calling relevant witnesses. That is my principal concern.
The next few weeks before the tribunal takes its summer break could be crucial. The prosecution is fighting against time to secure so-called insider witnesses, people once close to Milosevic whose testimony could provide the elusive smoking gun. In fact, prosecutor Jeffrey Nice once said wistfully, this case would be easy to prove if just one member of the defendant's inner circle would come to The Hague to testify. Silvia Poggioli, NPR News, The Hague.